black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot. Here with you guys in the building.
Peace, 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 peace. Glad to be here with you all.
For another show.
For another show, another adventure, another journey, yeah. Another opportunity to get in front of our family.
Yes, yes.
And talk about what's going on in the world, mix in some politics, some sports, some economics.
And just some pure niggatry.
Some niggatry.
It is all here.
It is all here.
It is all here for you.
If you're here for it, we are here for it.
So, guys, real quick, shouts out to our UX90 gang.
Shouts out to the UX90 gang.
Okay, those are the people we meet with every morning for the past 44 days. Tomorrow will be 45
Tomorrow
days.
Is the halfway mark. We at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Coming down the other side now, so to speak.
Now, I just want to let you guys know, this is taking a toll on the team here. on team morale here. Everybody is tired.
Yes, we are.
Everybody is feisty. Everybody's trying to rush, and you know,
yes.
there was. If you guys, like, I want you to kind of picture this. There was a little piece of white lint on my shirt, and it irked Mama Dot so bad.
Yes.
She had to let me know.
Yes.
So everybody is on eggs. So nobody's getting the amount of sleep that they need.
Nah, because I'm used to roll. That rollover now is no rollover.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yo, I got to get up because the people are expecting you to be there.
That's a fact.
And they be in there.
Yeah.
It ain't like you in there, hello. Well, maybe not today. No, they in there like, good morning, what's good, what we doing?
Grand rising,
what we talking about.
All right.
And it's like, all right, who thought of this? You know what I mean? Who thought of 90 whole days?
Yeah.
You know, we could have went 30.
I don't think they would have been mad at 30.
No, they'd have been like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I said the journal was 90.
Yeah.
So I said, let's at least go the whole 90. So it is my fault. And we here on Christmas,
yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Every single day,
you're going to
see us. But I want to thank that UX90 because they've been pushing us. Mm-hmm. We've been pushing. Everybody's been pushing everybody. And it's not a cult. It's no denomination. Whatever you into, we are all in there. We are all parents. We are all grandparents. We are all brothers, sisters.
Whatever.
And so we in there just working. You know what I'm saying? And each day is great because it's a different affirmation, which gives us an opportunity for somebody else to lead the conversation who may be going through, because each affirmation speaks to everybody else differently. Yeah. People be like, no, let me tell you.
Yeah.
This one in particular. And so it is a great thing. So you still can get in. We're at the top of the mountain, and this goes all the way into of the 29th.
Of December, yeah.
Of December, right? Yeah. Before New Year's Eve and all of that. And this closes this thing out. So, yo, it's UX45 now. Facts. It's definitely UX45. And so what I'm thinking is some T-shirts. I survived the UX90. I completed the UX90. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind. That might be coming, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature. But I got breaking news.
Oh.
Where's the moon, man?
Oh, God.
Where's the moon, man? Now, I know what y'all saying. Dot, where you going with this? I went on a TikTok rabbit hole. I went down the rabbit hole. And people were coming outside in their houses going, where is the moon? So at first I said, okay, that's probably trickery. It was too many people around the country, man. Where's the moon, man? The moon. Then there's one video. Oh, this is awesome. It looked like a spaceship is chasing the moon. And you see the moon kind of, I don't know if anybody else in the chat saw this. Yeah. Where is the moon?
Yeah, his
man?
Algorithm. Like, I don't get it. Like,
I'm sitting on, yo, where is the moon? I went outside because I usually see it right there. It wasn't there, man. Breaking news, man. Where's the moon, man? That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you guys for joining us. If you have any answer, any explanation, if you see the moon right now,
if you see the moon right now, just put it in the chat, man.
Let us know.
Be like, Doc, there's the moon, man. Somebody said it's in Scorpio, it's hiding. I don't know. I just know when I'm driving down at 5:30 in the morning, I usually look over and the moon is right there.
Yeah.
It was not there. That's all I'm saying. Another side note.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brother Obar.
Yes.
He sent me some music from his queen. Mm-hmm. He said, yo, you know, check it out, you know. Mm-hmm. And usually when people send me music, Brother Obar, anybody else, I go, all right, you know, I'll get to it. Mm-hmm. You know, because usually, it's a bunch of shit. It's a bunch of crap, you know. But lo and behold, I listened to his wife's mixtape. I think her name is Artist Bones, or that's the name she's going by. And it was absolutely amazing. It is a mixtape that goes continuous, sort of like Renaissance. It don't stop. It's got some hip hop. It's got some jazz. It's got some world music in there. It's got some spiritual tinctures in there. It was a gumbo, and her ability to change voice, octaves, styles, and paces was highly impressive.
Nice.
I call him, and I didn't congratulate him. I called him and cursed his ass out. Like, dude, don't just slide that to me. Tell me this is the shit, son.
Yeah.
And so it's called Sticky Rice.
Okay.
When he gives me permission, I'll put the link, you know, if it's something that they want the public to rock with. It is, if you like Lemonade and Renaissance and the new joint, Make Me Sweat. Make me holla. Make me, I've been tripping.
You know what you're talking about, right? You know what you're talking about, right?
What am I talking? Oh, shit. What am I talking about?
Yeah, see? Don't sing.
Oh. Pause.
Yeah.
Then don't make me sweat.
Yeah, don't.
Don't make me holla. Gatorade. H2O. Anyway, so if I get permission, I'll put that in there. It's called Sticky Rice. The name is Artist Bones. And the work is absolutely amazing. About 30, 35 minutes.
Nice.
Awesome body of work. So I want to put that out there. Yeah.
Everybody said it's a new moon. So
when it's a new moon, the moon disappears?
That's what they're saying.
Hey, Doc, my wife and I need some advice. 14-year-old daughter putting us through it right now. We have 18-year-old boy, 20-year-old boys, but our 14-year-old
girl. Ooh.
Yeah, the girls are different. They are different, man. And so hit me up at urbanx.nyc or black.16 at Hotmail. Yeah, black.16 at Hotmail. And if I can provide you guys some insight and some advice, I will. Because remember, one of the things that I'm noticing is that we're fighting against
everything.
Social media,
everything.
influences on the outside, school, peer, when we used to have a little bit more control. So it is an uphill battle and it's a long fight.
Yeah.
And but it's a fight that, you know, you're trying to save your daughter. So you have to buckle up and y'all got to be ready to go to war. Because, you know, Mama Dot was in the school ready to put hands on other parents. You know what I'm saying? When Odyssey was in high school, mm-hmm. Mama Dot was ready to go to school and put hands on other parents. She had the principal in them shook, like, oh, this lady's here. And so, you know, to fight for your children, sometimes we have to do that. One of those things.
Oh, real quick. Before we get into the show, I know we said that like four times. But remember, this Saturday, November 18th, in Wilmington, Delaware, 2409 Lancaster Avenue. I will be there at the Light Fit Sipping Shop. Pop-up shop thing, and I'll be there with some merch. Come out.
Wilmington, come on out. Malcolm will be there. What's the hours?
It's from 1 to 5.
1 to 5. So get there. I'm hearing you're going to have some bargain sales, like stuff on the sales rack.
I might have some stuff. Stuff that we might not even make anymore.
Right. So come out and get that stuff. And along with the new stuff.
I'll have some new stuff.
Definitely have some of the new stuff.
I definitely have some new stuff.
And this is the holiday season. Yeah. Will you have drinks on your table?
I think it's a bar. I'm pretty sure it's a bar.
Just asking. Sure. It's like, because my shrooms came in today. Shout out Jermaine. The God sent the shrooms.
They came, man. Through. I gotta indulge.
Ooh. He said, no, look, nigga. He said, these are the light ones. Take that anytime.
I want to indulge.
He said, these shits. He said, nigga, don't just be home and be ready. So I'm going to start with the slow ones and, you know, move back up. Yeah. Yeah. True story.
All right. So let's get started. Wait, first of all, quick roll call before we get started.
I see
Brooklyn in the building.
Queens.
Dominican Republic. London, up late. Shout out to you.
Nashville is in the building.
B-More. Bahamas. San Diego.
Nice.
Charlotte.
North
Philly.
North Carolina.
St. Petersburg. Atlantis. It's good.
Yeah, my man Jermaine Lightfoot. Yep.
Naptown. It's good.
Philly in the building. Everybody's in the building. Florida's in the building.
Thank you guys for joining.
San Fran, Phoenix, Boston, Cleveland. We get support from all around the planet.
Chicago.
Yeah. Jacksonville University.
Miami.
Okay.
Trenton. We're here. Time to get started.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, this first story. It was one of our. It has to do with one of the first videos we ever put up on YouTube. LaVar Ball. So apparently,
my main man.
This was that was literally the first video we put up.
Is that right?
That was the first video we put up.
Okay.
So LaVar Ball, LaMelo, Lonzo, they're being sued by the Big Baller Brand co-founder for $200 million.
Eesh, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah, so apparently he's alleging they screwed him out of hundreds of millions of dollars, copyright infringement, bad business practices, a bunch of stuff. And he also is suing Lonzo for like another. It's a totally different lawsuit, totally separate one, but it has kind of to do with the same thing about bad business practices, cutting them out of deals and stuff like that. So crazy. So his claims were spelled out in a federal court in California earlier this week. And apparently this is 4 years after he had fallen out with the Baller family over the Big Baller Brand business.
Okay. Well, remember, as we peel back the layers of this, this was a train wreck waiting to happen once you remove your emotion. And I know I'm dealing with people who are just emotional.
Yeah.
And so when we're dealing with emotion, we want to win so bad. We want our people to win so bad. And I get it. I'm all with that. But in entrenched in that is common sense. Entrenched in that is you don't build a baller brand that's going to be monumental without taking baby steps first. We are a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Of a small business that maybe in 10 years from now, Momi Media, which is our parent company, can't sue me. Momi Media owns everything. You can come after me all you want. You can get my AARP card, my Social Security. That is it. But the parent company, but time, you know, down the line, everyone has humble beginnings. And so sometimes I think we want to skip steps because society puts this pressure on us to say we have to be monumental coming out the gate. And it's very hard to do.
Yeah. I heard somebody explain business as like building a skyscraper, right? So the taller the building, the deeper the roots of the foundation have to be. So the idea of branding around your son's Big Baller brand, your last name was Ball, I thought that was all fire.
All fire.
All fire. But coming out the gate when you have no product, no proof of concept, your sons didn't even get drafted yet. This is before, because remember, this is before Lonzo even played.
Right.
You know, any real basketball, like in the NBA. So that was kind of putting a target on your back early.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When Stephon Marbury, when he tried to turn the sneaker industry on his head, he was already Stephon Marbury.
And they still got at him. Oh, and they got at him heavy.
You get what I'm saying?
I think they offed his dad in the goddamn stands, allegedly. You know what I mean? That's just me.
But you see what I'm saying?
And he became a public enemy number one to the point he had to go all the way to China to rebuild his name and still play the game he loved. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, to me, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, 20-10, his entire career. You know what I mean? And things of that nature. He will not get the respect that he deserves because he was going up against industry.
Right.
This is not a game. It is a game, but it's more industry than it is anything else. So the last thing they're going to let you do, remove your emotion, is just show up and, you know, plant your flag in which areas that affect our bottom line. Especially with young players.
And a prime example, this is in a totally different industry, totally different race. Elon Musk said him trying to get into the car industry was one of the hardest things he's ever done because of how, like, you knew.
Yes.
And they're like, who the hell are you trying to electric cars get out of here? Like, they went at him. So it's not always a white and black thing. Sometimes it's just an industry business thing. Like, business is
treacherous.
Different. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
Yeah, this is treacherous. And I've heard some rappers, including Jay-Z and Diddy, and them say
50 Cent said the same thing.
This is worse than on the streets, how notorious these business people who will shake your hand in the boardroom and cut your throat. And so he came in braggadocious, talking about the dad. Mm-hmm. He came in writing a check that his ass couldn't cash. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? and that means he was guaranteeing his sons was going to deliver the goods. And we have too many variables, injuries. Mm-hmm. Maybe your son is not as good as you think he's going to be. Maybe the sneaker doesn't, you know what I'm saying, hold up. And all of them things came to play to pass.
You think it was the sneaker that messed up?
Lonzo's knee? I think so. I personally think so. You know what I mean? That was the sneaker he was playing in when he screwed up his goddamn knee.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then when he got in front of corporate America, you know, telling them white ladies they just stay in their place and do all this and that. Sometimes the dads try to live vicariously through the sons and it doesn't fan well. You know what I'm saying? Look at Ja Morant's dad.
Oh, yeah.
T. Morant. He wants to be, you know, I think he could have went pro, but didn't. And so a lot of that comes across. And it's one big game that you're playing. So am I saying be a yes sir nigga? No. I'm saying the spook who sat by the door, understand you're playing three-dimensional chess, not checkers. You have to understand the game. Back to my original points. I said if he comes in on the first contract, let his son sign with Nike, whoever. Mm-hmm. And then be in the process. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how y'all do that. Oh, this is how this is manufactured. Oh, this is how this is made. Oh, this is how you get the contracts with the stores. Oh, and then as his son gets to that next contract, because remember the next one is the $150 million contract and above, then you make your move because we sat by the door, we learned the business. He wanted to come in balling. I got three sons, they all gonna go pro. Mm-hmm. Then one son gets caught stealing in fucking China.
Yeah.
Like you in China stealing?
Yeah, like he couldn't even get off like the runway. You know what I mean?
You couldn't even get off the runway.
Yeah.
And so now his the brains behind the operation, probably now, the code creator.
So the guy, Alan Foster. So apparently he has a shaky history with them as well.
Yeah,
he has a shaky history. Like just before that, apparently he was stealing money. They accused him of stealing money.
Yeah, but see, again, who are you in business with?
That's true.
If you're in business with people who've never seen money before, you better believe somebody's going to be dipping their hand in that pot. Mm. Money is the ultimate equalizer. I tell you all the time. And you want to find out what somebody, money and girls is going to tell you, is he disciplined? Mm. Can he, you know what I'm saying? Because as soon as, look what happened to Fat Pun, the new pun guy, Denby's man.
Oh.
Whatever his name
Caesar,
is.
Caesar.
Yeah. He saw that first $1 million sitting in that account.
Yeah.
And he got tempted.
Yeah.
They said he was going to Kit Kat factories, literally, like where they manufacture candy bars and shit.
He was getting living it from out.
Yeah. He
was getting it from Sosa himself.
He was getting the chocolate from Sosa himself. Okay, this is what y'all use to make Kit Kats. Okay. And then he saw himself all dumply and said, you know what? I can't win like this.
Yeah.
He went to Dominican Republic and, you know, they cut his stomach out.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? Then he came back looking kind of like we like, hold on, eating all that chocolate and all that. This math ain't mathing. And so because he wanted to look more of the part, but that money sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good look.
There's some of these, this is a side note, but this is like some of the stories of the scammers. I'm just like, how did you think you would get away with that, bro?
It's just.
The short thinking is crazy.
The short thinking, I'll deal with the consequences or worry about the consequences later. And as a result, so he got in business with somebody who was never in business. Mm. He was supposed to get in business with a former Nike executive or former Adidas executive who knew the business. And being, and even then, you still got to have, I got to have attorneys watching attorneys. Then I'm going to hire an attorney to watch them niggas.
Yeah.
Everybody going to be watching everybody like that. With Spider-Man shit. You know, you see the meme? I'm watching everybody. I don't trust my mama. You seen them since they do that little experiment with the dogs. And they be like, they put the food on the table and be like, now, Oscar, don't touch it. And Oscar be like, you see him look back and shit. He be like, fuck, ow. One dog was so smart, I saw this. He ate it, went in the cabinet, and got another one and put it on the table. Now, I said, that's a human trapped in a dog's body. And so when we really look at it, the Big Baller Brand never had a chance to get off the ground.
Like with a real fair shot.
By now, Lonzo Ball, he came in, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
This would have been going on a 10-year period.
Yeah.
It takes 5 years to really sustain. And then because they was young, you get some more young guys be like, yo, I'm going to get with the Baller Brand. And they could have really did something. And now his hard-earned money as a basketball player could be on the line because he was a part of it, even though he probably wasn't the one who signed the contracts.
Mm.
Right? Writing a check that your ass can't cash.
Damn.
And so it's a sad situation. He's suing for $200 million. He'll settle for $50. I'll take $30 right now. If you want to talk out of court, I'll take $20. $10 is fine. All right. Just cut the deal. Cut the check. You're going to cut it today. $10 million. Today, the whole check. I'm walking out of there with $10 million there.
Yeah. Sign a disclosure. I'll sign an NDA. You know,
not to, you know, badmouth the company and all that. And so, yeah.
That's crazy.
I told y'all that years ago.
You look back, that was our first video.
Yeah. And I got chewed out for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got chewed out for it.
Oh, my God. He was all kind of self-hating.
Yeah.
Coon, hating to see a black man win.
I'm like, that's not winning, my nigga. That's not winning.
You are tuned into the sounds.
Yeah, LaMelo is good. LaMelo is good.
I like Lonzo on the Lakers a lot.
I think if he had stayed with the Lakers.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, when he got to Chicago, things got a little crazy. And LeBron was salvaging the future of the Lakers to get that ring. He knew he was in position to at least get one with Anthony Davis because LeBron is about legacy and he will throw you under the bus at any given time.
Absolutely.
Don't get it twisted. Don't be surprised if AD's on the way out and LeBron is like, what? I ain't know nothing about it. How the fuck you ain't know nothing about this? You know they came to you to get this done.
All right. So we spoke about this a little bit last week, but Eric Adams, that situation is getting kind of...
That just got worse.
Yeah.
That thing escalated where they ran up on him on the street. Like, we're going to need your phone.
Oh, electronics.
FBI took electronics. And so this thing is, you know, yeah.
So this is over investigations surrounding his dealings with a Turkish, I guess, dignitary. And apparently, once he won the election, he called somebody within the city to get a building project pushed through for the Turkish.
Oh, and he got caught with his hand.
Basically.
Okay, but this is regular business.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Like, I'm watching the story. I'm just like, this sounds like politics, right?
It's like politics as usual. This right? is what
Especially
we do.
New York politics.
Because the people who truly hold the power, it's all about money. So the Turkish guy might have had some power. And listen, I'm going to make sure you get elected, this and that. When you get in, I need you to push this through. These deals get pushed through all the time. Through lobbyists and all other kind of things. And so, but we said he should have never have taken that job in the first place.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure in the Empire State for you to be a black man in the midst coming out of COVID within that whole situation. Well, what it's going to take to turn the city back around.
That, and listen, if you guys remember that, like his first like 6 months, when he was the mayor, it was like people getting pushed on the track.
He had so many uniforms.
Fires.
In his
this
truck.
Happened. It was so much happening.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the hell is going on? And like, he just looked stressed. And remember, we said like he's going to be the fall guy.
Yes. And so now he is definitely going to be the fall guy.
So he's maintaining as of right now that he's done nothing wrong. Apparently, there are three charges that are pending, not him directly, but people close to him, who worked on his campaign directly.
Including the young girl.
Including the fundraiser, yes.
The fundraiser.
So they seize electronic devices. I don't know what they're going to find on that.
You'd be surprised, man. Phone calls, you know what I mean? Things of that nature. Connecting him to Turkish dignitaries.
And I feel like just me, this might be my, you know, my movie brain happening. But if I'm, you know, if I got something going on, it need to be 3 or 4 levels away from me, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you too close. Like, you did it. Yeah.
That is too much. Diplomatic immunity.
You talk to Noble, you talk to Eli. Eli, you talk to Odyssey.
Exactly. Before that gets back
you
to me.
You know what I'm saying?
And no, all of those things. And that also means that your inner circle, you got to be brothers for life because, you know, you got to be able to jump in the bed.
Yeah.
While I'm up under the bed, while Mama Dot is knocking on the motherfucking hotel door and open it and be like, hey, oh, I'm sorry, Mama Dot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Dot, he not in. You got to be able to take that kind of one for the team or this ain't popping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know how many people got dudes like that that's ready to do that.
So. I think LeBron got those.
Oh, LeBron. Yeah, I definitely think LeBron got them kind of team.
Yeah.
I think it's like, look, what's her name? What's his wife's name?
Damn, what's her name? Savannah.
Look, Savannah. That nigga could be on the ledge like this outside the hotel. Isn't that LeBron James? Up on the damn ledge like.
Yeah.
You know.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Interesting stuff.
So this story I thought was nuts, right? So former Seahawks player Earl Thomas, who was a monster.
Yes, yes.
Who was a monster. He had
part of the Legion of Doom.
Yes.
Legion of Boom.
He had his identity stolen by his ex-wife's new boyfriend. He lost $1.9 million in assets. He opened up bank accounts, wired $700,000 to himself. Put several cards in his name, all that.
Ooh, that is greasy.
Yeah.
But now they're going to Yale, yes?
Absolutely. And because they keep saying that, like, I saw multiple stories. Some are saying that the ex-wife knew about it and she was kind of in on it as well, which I'm inclined to believe. So you, like, how you get my social?
How you get my social? Unless it just, okay, listen, I'm going to play, you know, the advocate here, right? You know, that stuff, we've been together so long. That stuff is just here, man. Like, you know, I might still have your birth certificate, this and that. He might have been combing through shit and was like, yo, what, oh shit, and took it out. But she should know, based on the man she married.
Facts, like how you get,
well, damn, you like, you up. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I come in and I'm up, something going down. Yeah. I know what kind of money you make, nigga. You ain't. And so I'm inclined to believe she had to know. That's the get back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think you're gonna leave me for that white bitch? No, you not. Tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna just wipe him blind because I know all his information. And so emotions will do that. And now, you know, she's going to yell.
She's think they got kids. I hope they don't got kids.
Probably so. I mean, I don't know how long they've been together, but
you gotta go down though.
Somebody's going down.
And he probably to protect her, said it was just him. You know what I'm saying?
Does he like her that much?
That's one of my kids, man.
Oh, you mean Earl?
Yeah.
Earl might just say it was just him. Yeah. But the investigation is the investigation.
True that.
If once it becomes a federal investigation.
True that.
Because 1.9 wire fraud, that's a lot of money. Yeah,
that's a fact.
And it ain't just my word against his. He probably would protect the baby mother for the kids, but.
So he's been arrested for identity theft, forgery, money laundering, credit card fraud, computer fraud, and bank fraud.
He is going down.
And he was using a fake driver's license with his photo, but Earl Thomas's information to create phony bank accounts and title transfer to, vehicle titles and all that. This happened May 2022. That's crazy.
Dude, how did you think you was going to... This is what we was talking about, short-sighted.
Short thinking.
Your picture with this nigga's information, and you think you're going to get away? Like, you think he not going to know? And considering, listen, Earl Thomas ain't played in a little bit, right?
Yeah, a few years. Yeah.
But 1.9 for him is... That ain't like you stole from there with $300 million.
Yeah.
And he might not see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just an oversight. Like, that 1.9... The charge off the incidentals.
Yeah.
No, 1.9. Shit, if I get an alert right now for goddamn iPod that was bought, I'm like, hello? Yeah, this is Dwayne Bowser. I don't recognize the charges. You know what I'm saying? Fucking $25 in another fucking Apple store. I'm like, no, I'm here. I don't recognize any of the charges. Odyssey screwed me because she's on my Apple account and she bought some shit and I was on the phone with them like, I do not recognize those charges. Huh?
Yeah.
On my other phone. Oh, her number? Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, but shit. I don't play, so let alone 1.9.
He's like, I needed it for school, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, that was funny.
Shit, no, hell no. Hell to the nah. So, you know, no. I got to alert my bing. All my shit alerts. So, 1.9 million, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah.
You know? And that's money he can't get back, probably. You know what I mean? It might be insured, might not.
Oof.
Who knows, man?
Damn, that's a nasty.
But when a woman's fed up.
Nasty situation, man.
There ain't. Jeez. We can get to that story later. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. We're talking about. You know, a couple shows ago, we talked about that guy, D1, the rapper who.
Yes.
Talked about Jim Jones. He talked about Meek and Ross. So, Ross, he responded, but Jim Jones responded, and it was just like...
It's real ghetto, real hood, and uncalled for.
He talking about, you know, because, you know, you got to be ready to stand on it. Like, he said something disrespectful to him, and he didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's making it seem like he said something so bad that somebody who loved me, he might have to see you for that. I'm just like,
stop with you, the. No, because he's leaning on the Christian rapper. This is a layup.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you think he's a Christian rapper. Yeah. Let me just scare him away.
Yeah.
I ain't really going to hurt him, you know. Yeah. But, you know, the people who love me, if they see you out at, you know, Abeniba's Knees of Baptist Church. My niggas don't care about church. Yeah, my niggas run up in there. You know what I'm saying? And steal the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The offerings and all that. You know what I mean? And so he didn't have to do that. But I think Meek Mill also responded, but he gave more civil response. But it's the pressing question that we all know the answer to.
So, okay, so there was a big debate. Is D1 a clout chaser? Because Coach Wayne just said something. Because he, because people were saying he could have made that point and not said any names. I think it was important to say the names, but where it gets clout chasey, he was kind of telling people to tag them so they could see the
message. Yeah, a little clout chasey. Little clout chasey.
But and sometimes it's necessary, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's all dependent, but he didn't say anything we all don't know.
I agree.
The elephant in the room has had babies, as Black Dot likes to say. And so with that being said, we all know who the culprits are from the spiritual level to the executive levels to the, you know what I'm saying, the handlers, the ones who carry out the mission of the operation. We all know how many people to the fans. And that, and remember we mentioned about I purchased all of these albums. I have to be complicit from a universal standpoint of in agreeance. Remember we talked about agreeance is your participation in something means you agree to it. And so we all have agreed that these songs of debauchery that degrade our women, that speak of prison life, that we like these songs. And so they continue to pump these songs out over and over and over again. We can't wash our hands, none of us, except the very few who stood 10 toes down from the beginning and said, this is toxic music. And we talked about, which we'll get back to the series, how did we get here?
Yeah.
When the turning points came, when at least the music was acceptable, at least it had a certain energy to when it became all business, when it became all an agenda, when it became all a psyop, when it became all more beneficial for the government to let us do this and to downplay real spiritual people, because the gravitational pull of knuckle draggetry. Knuckle draggetry has a gravitational pull. And even if you try to supersede it, it's still there. So you become Young Jeezy. You see him with his son in front of his gated community. His son's graduated college. But how did you get here? People from the knuckle draggetry nation endorsed that. So you still connected to them. They still gave their time, energy, and money for you to get out of the hood, so to speak. But you still, in order to keep that lifestyle, got to continue to feed that gravitational pull. And so when you see these rappers try to abstain from certain things, you can't. You can take a nigga out of the hood. You can't take the hood out of these niggas. Right? And so we are all collectively being affected by this because we help created all of us.
And speaking of that, did you see that video of that kid's party?
Oh yes,
with the guns and
the kids, little 2 and 3 year old
the guns
kids
and the money
and the guns and the money. And then it's another one where the little girls are singing the
Sukianas,
you ski and all
sexy
that.
Red,
sexy red, and the teachers is endorsing it. This is gravitational pull of knuckle draggetry.
Yeah, kids don't got a chance.
These kids, dumb kids, don't have a chance.
Which is like, it's crazy to see, it's crazy to watch, it's crazy to kind of come to terms with. Like,
you know,
remember that funny clip of Umar? He goes, some of you gotta go to sleep for good.
Yeah,
I get it now. I get it.
Yo, it's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
And so, because this is no excuse for any of that.
Yeah, I'm sad.
That is sad. That ain't even funny. You know what I mean? That's cute. That nothing cute. And so this is how our government determines how many prisons to build and so forth and so on, based on third grade test results.
Yeah.
Third and fourth grade test gives them their future.
They're kind of just like, no, from then, like.
Yeah, no, these kids ain't got a shot. Predictive programming, social engineering. Yep. These kids ain't got a shot. You know what I mean? So back to what D1 said, he spoke the truth.
No, because when rappers, they get to a certain point and they try to act like they for activism and stuff like that, and then they see it don't, there's not really that much
they
money in there.
They go back to the same shit.
They go right back to the same. I'm just like,
because Meek Mill was on his pedestal, on his. Because
he was trying to be with Jay-Z.
He
was
trying to do the corporate thing and reform, but yet when you listen to the new album, it's back to the same shit he been talking about. Yeah. You know what I mean? When that shit don't sell, you revert back to what you are normally good at doing, and that is that. And it is a shame, but it is the absolute truth. And so where did we go? So this is why I'm retired from that shit for the most part. I'm Dwayne now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to coast this thing out as Dwayne. No black dot, none of that. Yeah. When I die, I'm going to say this too, no disrespect. There will be nothing magical, mystical, mysterious about my death.
Oh, come on, man. Don't.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't put that out in the universe, man.
No, I'm just saying there will be not. I'm just keeping it a bean. I'm not going to return back to the circle within the middle of the dot and go back through the portal of this and that. No disrespect. That is above my spiritual pray grade. I'm just going to die. I'm just going to keep it a bean. And so I say all of that to remove any mysticism, but I am now Dwayne. I'm going to ride this Dwayne thing. Mm-hmm. So when Malcolm is saying the artist formerly known as.
That's what I mean.
That's what he means. Yeah. My mama named me Dwayne. I've been all these other ulterior characters and I've had fun with it. I'm going to ride this Dwayne thing and this Pampa thing. I'm going to ride that out. And so I'm hoarse. I'm spiritually hoarse from saying, bro, we got to do something. We got to call these people out for what it is. Stop promoting this garbage. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, so now we'll take a quick commercial break.
Yeah.
And we shall return.
Yeah. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
Where's the moon, man?
So somebody just hit us and said that they went outside and they ain't seen the moon either.
That's all I'm saying, man. Where's the moon, man?
I don't know.
Where's the moon, man? Wouldn't that be crazy if it really was a spaceship and the shit just took off? Like, we got to get the hell up out of here.
Wasn't that do something to, like, the gravitational pull? Or if this is, you know, thrown, then they broke. I don't know, man.
Just saying. Like how would that make you feel if you just didn't see the moon no more? Because Elijah Muhammad said the moon was, that shit was brought here. He said that shit years ago.
Did he?
He did. He did. And you know, Elijah Muhammad said some far out stuff, and all of it was true. You know what I mean? So, what if, you know, that shit just said, you know what? Man, load up, gas us up, man. Let's get the fuck about here.
I'm tired of this, man.
Yeah, the gravitational pull of Nick, you know, Knuckle Dragon Tree is pulling the moon closer to the
Knuckle Dragon Tree.
Let's get the hell up out of here.
I got to figure out how to spell that.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck up out of here.
For the audio.
What would that do to cycles, women's cycles, and. You know, a lot. You know, they do the cycle.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
What would that do to your ritual work? You know, like, it's a new moon. I'm going to cook some dog. Is it a new moon? Like, where is this shit?
Oh, man.
Shit might get crazy. Like, the moon is dark. It's a new moon. You'll see it in silver of it tomorrow night. Okay. Now the experts have spoken. Ascendant Infinite Goddess said, it's a new moon, and I will see it tomorrow. Long as I see it tomorrow, Ascendant Goddess, I'm fine. But I'm going to be honest, I ain't never woke up and not seen it.
You probably have.
And didn't notice it.
Yeah. You probably have. Like,
and maybe somebody's bringing it to my
attention. Yeah, that's the only reason why you're looking up like,
I almost send my equipment like, yo. I said Mama Dot out on the terrace. At 3 a.m, I said, hey, go out there. She was like, I don't see it. I was like, what?
Holy shit. TikTok has fried your brain, man.
It has.
Goodness.
I am an alumni. I'm part of the upper echelon of deep dives. Because they'd be, all of them just be 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
and it connect to another one. I'm like, oh, this is deep. So good 15-minute, 2-minute pieces. I am an expert.
Yo, like, I think all the short form content has really done something to my attention span, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I seriously. Need
it
quick.
Give it to me. Seriously. Give me all the facts.
Like, I have to, like, train my brain again to
And remember,
like,
I come from the era. Y'all all right? Bobby, nigga, you've been talking 3 hours. And you ain't even get to the lecture. Y'all, we ain't even get to the lecture, nigga. I gotta go. What do you mean you ain't get to the lecture yet? Or Phil Valentine, he does an opening dissertation on these yellow pads. He literally wrote each word down, and the shit is an hour and a half.
And it's immaculate.
It's immaculate before he even starts his lecture. I'm like, yo, who signed me up for this, man? I could have just went and, but then again, I'm not gonna lie to the minister. You know, but when the minister come out and speak, y'all know that's going to be a few more minutes. And it'd be 3-4 hours. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but them days are gone. We need that quick. Bang, bang. Hit me with it, man. You know, yeah.
So, R. Kelly, he is suing prison officials for giving some information, private information, over to Tasha K., which Tasha K used to expose on her platform. Now, if you guys remember, we're going back again. This R. Kelly situation, surviving R. Kelly, things like that, that is kind of what took Tasha K over the top, if you remember.
Yes. That was her Wendy Williams moment.
Yes.
Remember when they had Whitney Houston on?
Mm-hmm.
Before she had Whitney Houston on, Whitney Houston called into a Wendy Williams show.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Years ago, and it became such a big thing, and Wendy went from here to here. Mm. So this was probably the Tasha K moment.
Yep.
That, you know, yeah.
So he just filed a lawsuit against the United States government and a handful of Bureau of Prison Workers and Tasha K, all of whom claims were in cahoots to publicize his private matters while in custody out in Chicago during his case. Now, Kelly points the finger at an unnamed prison official who, at the prison he was being held at, that accessed the internal system and documented what Kelly was doing within their walls, including email correspondence, private calls, visitor logs, etc. Now,
that is against the law.
That is against the law, obviously. But that goes into, like, his case as well, because that girl flipped on him.
She flipped on him after she got the information from Tasha K, and that she was the star witness. I forget her name. She was the star witness.
You guys remember it.
Yeah, somebody in the chat will put it in a minute. She was the star witness against R. Kelly in the case in New York, which she got 30 years for. That's like somebody giving out your medical records.
Yeah.
You know, as a celebrity or anybody else, against your HIPAA laws and this and that. And that correction facility official has now since retired.
Thank you.
Jocelyn or something?
No, it's the other one.
Right. And
thank you. You said it. I don't want to mess up the name up, but thank you.
Right. And so as a result, this is shaky all the way across the board.
So, like, what do they do with that? Do they, like, can, like,
first of all, he should sue the corrections facility. Mm-hmm. He's going to get some money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tasha K, a breach of a number, and she is on her show. Shout out to Choke No Joke, who covered this.
Yeah.
He has a series of videos out on this. And I believe, let me say allegedly, because I didn't see the episode, she mentioned, bragged about having
that's what he said. That's
that
what he
information.
Said, she said.
That's
yeah.
what he said. She said. And so it's going to be hard. And he said, she said, you know, it's going to be hard for her to deny that's where she got the information from. And as a result, he probably can win an appeal in regards to this.
Yeah, that's like a oof.
Now, I don't know what that does with his cases in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. He got a few of them
and
things.
Other places, because the nigga's obviously guilty of a lot of things. But we know that this one's deep, because all of this stemmed from Surviving R. Kelly,
mm-hmm.
which was done by Dream Hampton,
mm-hmm.
who probably was funded by Jay-Z.
This is interesting, man. Rabbit hole goes deep.
Because of his beef with Jay-Z, and he sued Jay-Z for $75 million. Allegedly, based on the tour and the money he would have made from that tour situation. And so this whole situation, the rabbit hole, and that's where the bodyguard, the dude, the cellmate,
mm-hmm.
who was in jail with R. Kelly, recently said, allegedly, mm-hmm. is that this is all about that, stealing his catalog, stealing his money. And it's not uncommon if in the railroad, one individual, look what they did to Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
From charges from the 70s.
And a closed file.
Yeah. Come on, bro. So you know that if they're out to get you, they can get you. It's really not that hard of a situation.
Azrael Curry, I think that's her name.
Are we freezing or are we good?
Are we good? Okay.
Okay. And so because of that situation, you know, that's what it is.
Oh, they lost us.
They lost us?
We froze.
We froze.